Hello, and welcome to our Death Penalty Information Center podcast, examining the status of the death penalty in each of the states. In this podcast, we'll examine the history of the death penalty in Maine. In the nearly 200 years between European settlement and the granting of statehood in 1820, the territory of Maine carried out only 10 executions, 9 for murder and 1 for treason. In 1868, the governor of Maine ended a 32-year unofficial moratorium on the death penalty by informing the legislature that unless capital punishment was formally abolished, he would begin signing death warrants. 1 year later, he took action on 3 pending death penalty cases. He commuted the sentences of 2 white prisoners who had been on death row for 12 years. On the very same day, he signed the death warrant for Clifton Harris, a black man who had been convicted 2 years earlier of the murder of 2 white women. Newspapers accused the governor of racism, and the attorney general spoke out in opposition to the execution. State Senator John Stevens responded by introducing a bill to abolish the death penalty, but it did not pass, and Harris was hanged. After his execution, further evidence emerged to support Harris's claim of innocence. 6 years later, Louis Wagner, a Prussian immigrant who was sentenced to death despite his strong claims of innocence, was executed. Even the warden who oversaw the execution said, "I cannot rid myself of the conviction that he is innocent." The doubt cast by these 2 executions pushed the legislature to abolish the death penalty in 1876. In 1883, just 7 years after abolishing capital punishment, Maine reinstated it when the governor drew attention to what he called cold-blooded murders. 3 executions were carried out over the following 4 years. The 3 hangings were botched, and gruesome descriptions were published in newspapers throughout the state. Meanwhile, the Attorney General observed that murderers were not being deterred by the specter of execution. He said, "When a person commits the crime of homicide, the question of the results of such acts is but little thought of, and the murderer little expects being brought to justice and sentenced when the crime is committed." After a brief reinstatement period of 4 years, the legislature abolished the death penalty once again. Only 11 executions were carried out between Maine's gaining statehood in 1820 and its second abolition in 1887. It became the 3rd state to abolish the death penalty without further reinstatement. For almost a century, the death penalty was little discussed in Maine. Only 2 reinstatement bills were proposed between the 1880s and 1960s, and neither received any legislative action. During this period, newspapers and state officials noted the strong public sentiment against capital punishment. After the Supreme Court's 1972 ruling in Foreman v. Georgia, Maine, like many other states, saw legislative proposals to reinstate the death penalty. Even though these bills would have allowed the death penalty for only one crime, the murder of a law enforcement officer, they were widely unpopular. In 1973, the legislature defeated a reinstatement bill by more than a 2-to-1 margin. During the 1970s, one lawmaker proposed a reinstatement bill in every legislative session, but these attempts were all defeated. Occasional proposals to bring back the death penalty since the 1980s have been defeated by arguments about the high cost of the death penalty, the lack of deterrent effect, especially in a state with one of the lowest murder rates in the U.S., and continuing concerns about the risk of executing innocent people. Thank you for joining us for this edition of the Death Penalty Information Center podcast. For more information, visit deathpenaltyinfo.com.